If you are looking for more tips to enliven your writing for your nonprofit organization, please go to pitchconsulting.com and check out the blog. There's a few posts there about writing. Thanks for listening. Welcome. This is Lauren Brownstein, and you are listening to the Small and Mighty Fundraising Minute. Thanks for listening. This is the place to be for a quick 1 to 2 minute hit of fundraising wisdom. If you want more tips and tools for fundraising success, please go to pitchconsulting.com, that's pitchconsulting.com, to join the Small and Mighty membership program. I do lots and lots of writing in my work. And like all writers, sometimes I find that my writing is getting a little stale, for lack of a better word. I feel like I'm writing the same things over and over again. It's not exciting to me anymore. Or sometimes I get writer's block. I'm not really sure how to begin or how to start to explain what I want to explain. To help me through this, I like to use different writing prompts, and I've become kind of a collector of them. So I want to share with you now a writing prompt that you can use if you have to write something for or about your organization, and it's called 5 Important Things. Basically, you want to set aside about 5 minutes. You don't want to spend a lot of time on a writing prompt like this. It should be kind of a quick and dirty thing, and there's different ways you can do this, so I'm going to give you a little list. You can write 5 important things about your nonprofit, or write 5 important things about the people or communities you serve. You can write 5 important things about your founding story, why the organization was formed. You can write 5 important things about the problem that your nonprofit is trying to solve. Write 5 adjectives that describe your organization. Literally, write 5 words. Or similarly, write 5 verbs that describe what your organization does. You can choose one of these, or you could choose a couple of them, but it's just a way to sort of reset your thinking and refresh some of the language that you use to write about and even to think about what your organization does.